clarifying his works, to republishing them, etc. And the Rambam's family exists among the Jewish people until today. There are a few thousand descendants from mostly Turkish Jewry who claim direct lineal descent from the Rambam. And the family name Maimon is well known among Sephardic Jewry, and needless to say, that's a tremendous badge of honor. One last thing tonight, before next week we'll continue, we'll have the second and final lecture on the Rambam. As I mentioned to you, Saladin was the Arab leader, the Muslim leader that defeated the Christians and was able to throw them out of Palestine. The Rambam had influence with Saladin. In fact, Saladin so treasured the Rambam that he appointed the Rambam as the president of the Jewish community in Egypt, the Nagid, which was an official post. So added to, imagine, not just being the rabbi to shul, but being the president as well. And the Rambam was able, therefore, to obtain from Saladin many political favors for the Jews in Palestine and the Jews in the Muslim world generally. And he was able to modify the hold of the fundamentalists, the hold of the strict interpretation of the Quran, which would have forced terrible times upon the Jews. So the Rambam's influence in the Jewish world was not only because of his scholarship and not only because of his literary works, but also because of his political influence and his diplomatic abilities in being able to communicate to the head of the Muslim world the fact that the Jews should be left alone. And the great Jewish-Egyptian community from the time of the Rambam, again, till our time, was based upon the foundations that the Rambam laid for it 800 years ago. When you go to Cairo today, they show you the Rambam Shul, etc., one of the tourist sites. The influence of the Rambam upon Egyptian Jewry was very profound, long-lasting, and as I mentioned to you, he established the infrastructure of that Jewry as it remained until today.